KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high in the mid-40s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, the State Board of Education Wednesday voted to dissolve the Farragut Community School District after several years of the district having financial difficulties. Members of the school board and some parents and students spoke to the state board prior to their vote in hopes of holding off the decision for another year. Farragut School Board President Jennifer Ruelas told the board they've been working to try and meet the plans of the Department of Education for fixing the problems and had hoped to keep the district open to do so.
This is going to be our true year to show you where we are financially. Right now we're 10% down from spending last year, I believe, and we would just like that opportunity to go ahead and prove to you. And
Rivera said that they believe they have done the things needed to continue providing a good education while cutting the budget to catch up with the deficit.
You know, if we come out negative this year, then yes, we absolutely deserve to be dissolved. Let that be our decision, though, is what my recommendation would be.
District Superintendent Tom Henricks told the board that they are working toward improving the financial situation.
I will say it's not a conversation about pro or anti small school.
Yeah.
The department has always stood for expecting a certain quality of programming with students, and if that program is viable locally, we aren't going to interfere with that process.
And that's Department of Education Deputy Director Jeff Berger, who told the board he understands the importance of small schools and the impact the closing might have. But Berger says the district has failed to meet standards set that include ADA requirements for buildings, having accredited teachers, and keeping the budget from going into the red.
This conversation is about whether or not, as a state, we are holding some sort of expectation for what we expect schools to be able to do and not do.
He says this issue has been going on for the past 5 years, and the Farragut District will have $93,000 in deficit this year. Berger doesn't see things changing if the school district stays in operation.
I'm projecting a sixth year of negative. I can't see how to make adjustments in this scenario without impacting the way the minimum program is structured. And if we're interested in kids, we need to talk about what the right adjustment is. If we're actually going to take this action, taking it in June does not give anyone time to plan forward and make a good transition plan.
The State Board of Education voted unanimously to shut down the district after this year. They also voted to turn over financial operation of the district to the Greenfield Area Education Agency. Students will finish out the school year in the district, and the Department of Education will then redraw the district's borders. Students in the district will then have time to decide where they wish to go next school year. The former city clerk in Casey will face federal charges that she used city funds for personal use and burned down City Hall the night before state auditors were to arrive to investigate missing money last year. Federal prosecutors in Des Moines said Wednesday that Dorothy Dillinger has been indicted on charges of mail fraud and malicious use of fire. She's scheduled to appear in court November 30th. State auditors say Dillinger cost the city of Casey over $300,000 over a period of 6 years by charging personal expenses to city credit cards and failing to deposit utility payments. Dillinger apologized and asked for forgiveness in a written statement last year. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports one person was arrested on drug charges Wednesday afternoon. 19-year-old Keegan Wayne Williams of Corning was allegedly found to be in possession of individual baggies of marijuana at 10th and Washington Streets in Corning. Williams was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver on real property, interference with official acts, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a Red Oak man was arrested earlier this morning for driving while barred. 36-year-old Joshua Dwayne Mullen was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Tuesday of a man from Henderson. 21-year-old Douglas Francis Meyer Jr. faces a serious misdemeanor charge of OWI first offense. Meyer was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the following day on his own recognizance. In our funeral announcements, Ruth A. Peterson, age 84, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Ruth Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Neil Lewis, age 66, of Baird, died Monday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Neil Lewis will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Gregory Gym in Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. And David Bathurst, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Bathurst will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.